Fearless Kildare refused to bow the knee to an Ulster giant that operated two divisions above them last season. Even when reduced to 14 men 10 minutes into the second half, the newly promoted Lilywhites found the courage to claw back a 4 points deficit and earn a heroic Division 2 point at O'Neill's Healy Park. While Brian Flanagan's mail rolled out of Oma wearing broad smiles, Tyrone's furrowed brows of concern painted up a serious questions over their failure to close out a game that should have been taken under their control. Malachy O'Rourke will take some positives from the evening, however, not least the performances of a raft of league debutants, particularly Ethan Jordan, who picked off 1-9. But it was Kildare's Brian McLaughlin who made the game's greatest impact, hitting 9 points, including a glorious late two-pointer to bring his side level. The game's opening 2 points were scored by league debutants Jordan and Kildare's Owen Cully, who stylishly cut inside to split the posts. Jordan aids the Reds' hands 2 ahead with a 2 point free, but Cully continued to cause problems with his pace, firing over a second one and denied another by Joey Clark's diving block. A second 2 pointer from Jordan, followed by a neat score from Kieran Bogue, an All Ireland club a junior finalist with Clougher a couple of weeks ago, had Tyrone 4 clear by the end of the opening quarter, but a rash of wide saw a spell of pressure come to nothing, while Ryan Burke, following a shaky opening, produced a couple of effective defensive plays to hold the Tyrone men at bay. Kildare countered to reel off scores through Alex Byrne, McLaughlin and Kevin Feely to draw the sides level on 29 minutes. And they went in front for the first time in first half stoppage time, Dara Swords finishing to the net from close range following a goalmouth scramble, sending them in with a 1-8-0 lead. Tyrone wasted no time in trimming the deficit through Jordan and sub Owen McElhome, but a trademark Callum Bolton two-pointer restored the 3 points cushion. The Red Hands were increasingly effective on the counter-attack and raided for Cahal Donaghy to send Joe Ogus in for a goal. Planted clinically in the bottom corner of the net in the 44th minute to put them back in front. Moments later, Kildare suffered a further blow, reduced to 14 men when midfielder Brendan Gibbons received a second yellow card. Jordan's evening took another positive turn as he fired over his third two-pointer, but again Kildare were able to find a response, Byrne also raising an orange flag from a long-range free. Kildare continued to hold their own in the middle third, but the pressure mounted. Derek Canavan came off the bench to slot over a couple of scores for a 4 points margin, the almost inevitable precursor to another Lily surge, as McLaughlin grabbed 0-3, bringing them level with a two-pointer with 5 minutes to play. But Jordan crashed home a goal straight from the kick-out. However, that was not enough, with McLaughlin hitting another 3 points down the straight, including a brilliant two-pointer right at the death. Final score, Tyrone 216, Kildare 119.